ICE agents continue arresting convicted killers, child rapists in spite of government shutdown. By John Binder on October 2, 2025. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Officials say arrests and deportations of criminal illegal aliens will continue despite a government shutdown. Despite a lapse in funding, ICE will continue to remove the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens, including rapists, pedophiles, murderers, gang members, and terrorists from our country, the Department of Homeland Security's DHS, Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement. Thanks to the Trump administration's signature piece of legislation, the One Big Beautiful Bill, we will continue to hire, train, and deploy law enforcement across the country to make America safe again. Democratic politicians have villainized our brave ICE law enforcement, calling them the Nazi Gestapo, the secret police, and kidnappers, and now they are putting our officers' families under financial strains. They might put politics first, but we won't. The deportations will continue. We will continue to put the safety of the American people first. Emphasis added. This week, for instance, ICE agents arrested Jerzane Gomez, an illegal alien from Mexico, who has been previously convicted of second-degree murder in the sanctuary city of Los Angeles, California. Similarly, Mexican illegal aliens Mauricio Ibarra Cruz and Joshua Alexander Cortez Ramirez were arrested by ICE agents. Related, Democrats want to intimidate ICE agents. Ibarra Cruz has been convicted of sexual assault of a child in Lubbock County, Texas. Cortez Ramirez has been convicted of child cruelty involving possible injury or death, sexual battery, and sexually assaulting a minor in Tehama, California. Eugene Jung, an illegal alien from China, was arrested by ICE agents after having been convicted of alien smuggling and conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in the Northern Mariana Islands. Mario Torres Herrera, an illegal alien from Guatemala, was arrested as well after being convicted of assault with a dangerous weapon in the sanctuary state of Massachusetts. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.